Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite, too. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, men and women both, plus the ones bringing the supplies into our Hurricane Ian zone down here in Southwest Florida. And, of course, for all the bulk mail haulers out there, too, thanks for the job you do. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and the jet fuel around. And let's not forget about the Amazon warehouse and drivers that are listening to us right now around the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And you find us there. Captain's America is how you find us. Captain's America. And don't forget, the website for the radio show is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And if you're having trouble trying to hear us on any source you're listening to, go to that website. We're streaming live right there, right now, coming right off the feed that goes to the satellite. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, hey, it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yep, and they're enjoying the weather tonight, but tomorrow night and the night after, they're going to have their woolies on and their coats, and the Floridians will be the ones out there with the sweatshirts and the hoodie on top of everything, too, because it's going to go down where I'm at into the 50s, and up there where Frank Silvato's at, 30s and maybe 20s.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be thinking he's back in Chicago again. All right. Are you are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Okay. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it's Tuesday. What's that mean?
Well, it means you're going to a Mission Barbecue.
Yeah, and this guy here is going to tell you where we're going.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And we always have a great group of people that are there, Kyle, and I know if you could take the corporate jet and make it in time, you'd be there.
Absolutely, I would, yes.
All right. Well, let's real quick go to the phone line and see what's going on here. Magic Mike, Mr. Mayor, what's up?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I was sitting
here earlier today, and I was thinking about something. Now, with all the things that we've been through in the last 2 years, record inflation, just absolutely messed up foreign policy, which may or may not get us, I hope it doesn't, but may or may not get us into World War III, and the fact that Democrats are actually in some of these blue states have a chance to make it in the midterm, it really makes me wonder if the people in those states are, have drunk the Kool-Aid to the point where, despite the fact that they're paying more for every, well, you know, I was born and raised a Democrat, so I'm going to vote Democrat. I mean, you know, Kyle, it's as we go further along, if we get more and more people that are like that, we're in big trouble because, you know, my dad.
Okay, what's your question? Because you're running out of time.
So my question is this, Kyle. Conservative values never have steered us wrong, right? When you have conservative values, you're always much better off. And I want your take on that. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Well, first of all, Mike, God has never steered us wrong. That's where conservative values start. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain, and thank you, Mike. Actually, yes, I do think that there is a percentage of people out there who are going to be the true believers. They're always going to vote Democrat no matter what. But there's a lot more who I think are going to respond the same way they did back when President Trump was running in 2016, saying, you've done this the same way for so long, and it hasn't worked. It's gotten worse. What have you got to lose? I think a lot of Democrats are looking at the Republicans and saying, well, maybe we don't have a lot to lose except higher prices on everything. And they just might cross over, and they might vote Republican this go-around.
And our first story when we come back after the break, which is coming up in about 25 seconds, is going to be just that. It's going to bring us back to my home state because we've got some interesting things going on down here. And I'm telling you, all the prognosticators, even the Democratic prognosticators, have Florida painted solid red for the midterms.
Yes, exactly.
Couldn't get any redder because of our great governor. He's leading the way, and people are realizing that we've got the best governor in the country. And if we didn't, we would be worse off than New York State, mark my words. But we've got Ron DeSantis. He's leading the charge. He's got a great team. His wife is his teammate. She is fantastic. And the two of them together are getting it done. Hold on there, Kyle. Okay, folks, here comes the music. That means we're going to go to break, and we'll be coming back from break with more on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, let me tell you, I am so psyched to go to Mission Barbecue today. They've got their smoked meatloaf. And if you want to talk about something that's good, holy smokes, three big pieces of meatloaf with two sides or whatever you want to have, and dessert, veterans get a free dessert. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. And if you got a Mission Barbecue cup, bring it with you. It's treated as a refill. They don't charge you for the drink. All right. This portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by Relief Factor. And remember, Relief Factor is a product I've been taking for the past 8-plus years. I take it because it works. And a perfect example, once again, is my left foot started to swell up, and it was hurting me pretty bad because I was on my feet on Sunday, and I put a lot of pressure on that foot. I had to go up and down some stairs, small stairs, but just enough to where it aggravated my foot. So I took the Relief Factor. And voila, the pain stopped, the swelling went down. I went to the doctor yesterday, and he took a look at it, and he says, well, you know, you just got a problem here with the pressure that goes in that particular area of your foot, which has been weakened by the injury that you had at the World Trade Center, which is true. That's all true. And he said, what you need to do is, if the Relief Factor works, so be it, but make sure you take the cane, because I walk with a cane, and make sure you're walking with that cane on the opposite side of the foot and put the pressure on the right side, not the left side. And I try to do that, so we'll see what happens. But relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. $19.95 is what it costs, a 3-week quick start. See if they can get you out of pain. It's all natural, no narcotics, and I'm telling you, it works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle, what do we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. It doesn't get any simpler than that, folks. Okay, Kyle, we're going to start with Florida. Florida. How's that? Florida.
Yep.
We got a problem down here, or we don't. Charlie Crist does. Charlie Crist is going to get his butt handed to him in 22 days. Charlie Crist is going to get demolished. He will be beaten by a very popular governor, Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, pretty much put Charlie in the retirement pen because of the way he's been handling Hurricane Ian. Have you paid any attention to the leadership shown by this governor?
Oh, absolutely. This has been a masterclass in leadership, I should think, the way that Governor DeSantis has handled this whole situation, how he's projected himself. And, of course, it's all been because you have a disaster and you have people who need real help, and this is a real response.
It's all been because of another thing, too. His partner and wife, Casey, the two of them know the people, know the turf. They've walked it many times, not driven it, walked it many times, especially the southwest side of Florida, where it's a lot of tourists go into the sections that have been demolished. But the fact of the matter is, they are Floridians, and they get it. And Charlie Crist, I remember a couple of hurricanes he was involved in. It was an oil spill. There we go. We had the oil spill. Remember the oil well out in the Gulf?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Well, one day he decided to show up on the beach over there in Pensacola and walk the beach looking for little balls of oil that were there. Look at these little balls of oil. Look at this. Look at the oil. And it didn't mean a damn thing. It just meant you had little balls of oil floating around because they tried to make it sound like as if the whole state of Florida was oil inundated. And he couldn't get his nose out of his you-know-what and it just ruined tourism for 1 year down here because of Charlie Crist. I hope that people remember that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what Governor DeSantis has, of course, is an X factor that you can't simply generate out of thin air. It has to just be organic.
He's a leader.
That's exactly it. And so, again, you can't fake that kind of stuff. You can't gin it up. It's just who he is.
And I'm telling you, and I'll bet money on this one, Ron DeSantis is going to defeat Charlie Crist handily and retire Charlie Crist once and for all.
Well, that will be quite a feat. I think Floridians will be thankful for that.
Yeah, they will. Now, I want to talk about Amazon. You hear me during the program talking about the Amazon drivers in the warehouse. Kudos to Amazon for all the stuff they've been doing with the hurricane relief. They have got a relief program of their own, where they have donated more than 1.5 million items for the victims of Hurricane Ian. And you heard me right, more than 1.5 million items for the victims of Hurricane Ian. Those are mostly little disaster kits to help the people out with what the problems are. And kudos to them for doing that. And there's so many different businesses that are doing that. I know Walmart's been involved. Publix stores have been involved. Target's been involved. And a lot of the little stores too have been involved, you know, because it's a Florida thing. And when the going gets tough down here in Florida, the tough get going. That's the way we are.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Captain, Amazon actually also brings in a lot of high tech into their disaster relief and what they do. They actually use artificial intelligence that they collect from data from past storms, hurricanes and so forth, to figure out what communities need, and then they're able to stock accordingly and go get it. And it's quite an operation.
Now, so far the tolls did resume on most bridges and roads across state, across Florida. However, Alligator Alley, you're still not paying tolls there. So, again, that's the main I-75 southeast-west that takes you over to the East Coast from the West Coast. So they're trying to help some people out there. I don't know when that's going to come back. And I'm not sure about the other bridges, the Skyway and the Pinellas Bayway. I think they're back to paying tolls there. But, you know, we're getting better. Things are lining up. There's a lot of you should have seen, Kyle, you should have seen yesterday the loads of building trusses and lumber and cinder blocks. I mean, there must have been a couple hundred trucks scattered out in two or three convoys going south that I saw on the highway.
Wow. That is really something. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're getting to it down there. They're getting to it. And again, kudos to everybody that's helping out. We certainly appreciate you. And we you know, we're there for you. You guys get in trouble. We're there for you. Well, Kyle, the U.S. is going to send $725 million more in military aid to the Ukraine. That's already got some people up in arms.
Well, it does. It's a lot of money. There's no doubt about that. We understand that they're not sending anything new, per se, in terms of new major weapons, but they are restocking a lot of what they need, like ammunition and stuff like that.
Well,
so this is much needed.
I'm one of those people that wants to see an audit, and I want to see where the money's going, because I'm telling you, I really believe this, having been in situations where they lose track of large amounts of money. I would be willing to bet you that there's money that's being skimmed off that they don't even know where it is.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, because it's just such an astronomical amount. And but obviously, Captain, there's still so much going on in terms of Russia, you know, really getting trounced by the Ukrainian forces at this point. So all of this aid equals more of that.
Not so fast on the trouncing, because it's coming back the other way with the kamikaze drones, which leads us to another subject, and we don't have enough time to finish it, but I'll get it started. Iran is supplying Russia with the kamikaze drones. You're aware of that, right?
Right, right.
That is a violation, a clear violation of the United Nations sanctions that were put against Iran. They can't be doing that, and they're doing it, and they're admitting it, and Russia's admitting it, too. I mean, come on, folks. Come on there, Mr. and Mrs. UN. Somebody's got to do something.
Well, I agree, and if hopefully the U.S. administration will also begin to very loudly make this known. And, of course, Captain, I think one of the reasons they're using these drones in the way that they are is because they realize they're not getting the victory that they want on the ground in some traditional way. So this is another one of those things where Vladimir Putin's going to go over the line completely with these kinds of literally are war crimes, basically.
Well, Putin's call-up of the Russian reserve service is going to finish in a couple of weeks, so we'll see what happens. Meantime, we're going to break. Hang on, Kyle. And folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Nancy's going to start the break off, and then we'll move to something different.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is asking the FBI to find evidence of criminal activity in the Biden family's foreign business deals. Senator Grassley's office saying investigative staff has reviewed FBI records. The Iowa senator is specifically looking for Biden business deals connected with the communist Chinese regime. more than 9 million Americans could be losing out on money by not filing a federal tax return for 2021. The IRS started sending letters to those individuals and families who could miss out on payments through tax credits last week. That includes the last round of stimulus checks, child tax credits for up to $3,600 per child, and earned income tax credits. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Monday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 550 points. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And I just want to give a special shout out to Mike Lindell. I don't know if he's still in Florida or not, but over the weekend he was down here with three tractor trailers loaded with stuff from MyPillow, giving it to the Hurricane Ian victims. MyPillow pillows and blankets and all sorts of different things that he had that he brought down here on the trucks to hand out to the folks to help them out. And kudos to Mike Lindell for doing that. So how about if we turn around and help him out a little bit? And here's what we could do. You can go over to the MyPillow.com website. That's MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and go in there and take a look at all the different things that he's got. He's got a lot of new products in there. Take a look at all the things he's got in there. By the way, pillows right now are $19.98. That's the original MyPillow pillow that got everything started, is $19.98. You save over 60% on that one. And there's a whole bunch of other savings in there, too, at the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN, gets you the prices. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Talk to a live person. Again, promo code is CAPTAIN. And whatever you buy, you'll get a book, Mike's book, absolutely free with any purchase. That's a $25 value all by itself. That's what it retails for at the bookstores. So, again, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page there. Promo code is CAPTAIN. And happy shopping. And don't forget, you can load up for Christmas.
Get that stuff to where you hide it so nobody can find it. All right. Back to Kyle Ward, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. I like that.
Oh, yeah, I used to do that. See, I had a couple places where I could hide things. We had a basement. So I had a basement and I had a door I could lock, which is where we kept some things, you know, tools and whatnot, down in the basement. But I also had an attic. So take your pick, which either worked, and we would take things and just hide it so nobody could see it. All right. Well, speaking of hiding, I got a feeling that old Senator Warnock there in Georgia might want to be hiding here over the next 22 days because he has gotten himself in big-time trouble. This stuff about these evictions in homes that were owned by his church that he ran, first he said he didn't. He didn't know anything about it. He didn't run it. So that was lie number one. Then, when they caught him on that one, when they said, well, here you were, your church was trying to evict the people for tiny sums of money in the middle of the pandemic, and, oh, no, we never did that, no, 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 and then they found out he did do that. Imagine thinking that the changes, the nature of what's going on in that election, or the hypocrisy of the scandal after he personally went after Republican candidates for not supporting, of all things, a rent moratorium.
Well, that's right. One of the things, Captain, that voters really absolutely just despise is, finding out that somebody is being a hypocrite in that regard. And especially when it comes down to something so relatable, so personal as having to get evicted from your residence, especially
$39 in one case.
Exactly, for really what is a pittance, and that's something that could have been worked out and so forth. So, in other words, I think it affects people on a very, very personal level. And then when you look at the timing of this too, you know, if this had happened a month or two ago, maybe it might be something he could weather. But we're very close now into the midterms, and he may not be able to do enough damage control or have this dissipate, quote unquote, before the election.
According to the poll numbers, he has lost at least 10 points since this came out about two and a half weeks ago. And Herschel Walker is either tied with or slightly ahead of Senator Warnock right now. Because people realize that they were going after Herschel with some stuff that wasn't necessarily totally accurate. And what was accurate, Herschel owned up to it right away. He says, yes, that's right, I made some mistakes, but I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm not doing whatever. Somehow or another, he threw the Lord into it as being a Christian. But I forget how he did that, so I don't want to say something that I can't say exactly, but that's what he did.
Well, and that's also something that affects people and relates to them on a very personal level. It's the notion that I've never made any mistakes and everything I've done is always great. It doesn't ring true. But people who own up to their mistakes, then that actually does ring true. And then what we're witnessing here, Captain, I think, is the shift in the momentum, the big mo, as they talk about it. And just looking at Herschel Walker's, even his own, just his countenance as he's doing these interviews and so forth, the way he's holding himself, you can tell he's got a confidence. That translates even out to the voters as well.
He has matured as a candidate immensely. And Warnock has that deer in the headlights look when they've been, you know, when he's been around, like he said, oh, I hope they don't find out. Oh, I hope they don't find out. Oh, they better not find out. I mean, that's what he looks like. He looks like a scared rabbit.
Yeah, it's like they're just counting down the days, trying to get across the finish line, for goodness sake.
Oh, that's it.
So in other words, it takes on this air of desperation, and they wonder, you know, if we're going to make it or not. But there's something else to confidence, to moving forward. Yes, there's the finish line, but the finish line is the beginning and not the end.
Yeah. All right. Kanye West, the gift that keeps on giving. Have you heard the latest?
Well, that's right. Well, I think, you know, of course, he goes by Ye. Now,
yes, Ye, Y-E-Ye.
Yeah, but everybody just refers to him, obviously, as Kanye West, and so we know who we're talking about. But yes, he's looking to perhaps buy the social media site Parler.
Right, which is pretty popular of a social website. When they were having all the problems with Twitter and with Facebook, people jumped over there to Parler because it was very easy to get over there. It had quite a wide advertising thing. Matter of fact, all the Trumps went over there to begin with before they had their website. They're still there, too, by the way. Kimberly was over there, Kimberly Guilfoyle and Donald Trump Jr. and whatnot, and Eric and his wife. And Donald eventually wound up over there, too, for a while. But now they're over on Truth Social. But that'll be it. I don't know what Kanye's going to do to change Parler, but... Who knows?
Well, one of the Parler execs actually talked about the idea, of course, that Kanye West is a musician, he's in pop culture, this kind of thing. So it's going to bring in something, you know, that's going to augment the political discourse on Parler. And they said, well, they're excited to see what might happen. But, yes, it would definitely be an injection of different things culturally, I think.
Well, here's a good one for you. The Justice Department, we found out, wants Steve Bannon to spend 6 months in prison and pay $200,000 in fines for his contempt of Congress conviction. That's what they want, and I don't know if they're going to get it, but if they do, boy, oh, boy, Steve Bannon will be, you know, there goes his, I would say there goes a lot of his career right there because he's got the television thing going. I think he's got a radio thing going along with a television thing, and that'll be gone.
Well, yeah, I would think so. And, of course, you know, there's the notion that you need to be able to litigate whether or not there's executive privilege. For example, this was the heart of the matter in this case. And then also, of course, when it may not really apply. And so, you know, you have to know, you have to be able to navigate that. And it did not go well for him.
Well, he thought it would apply, and the judge said, nope, doesn't. You were gone by the time all this stuff was going on. Does not apply to you. So there you go.
Exactly. So it did. It drew it out, but in the end, it didn't really benefit him to do that.
Now, we're going to finish this segment with the Biden administration's move to tighten border security by ousting some Venezuelans. Now, that is a smokescreen, to say the least, that won't make much of a dent in the migrant surge at all.
Well, of course not, but it's something that is a, quote, positive story the media can run with to make it appear as though the Biden administration is somehow taking the border thing seriously.
Because I sent 500 Venezuelans back.
Exactly. All for show.
Oh,
all show.
God. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Got a lot of cold weather stuff to tell you about and some interesting weather out in the west and way up north. All right, don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
shaky ground. Kyle is, because he's out there in California. But I'll tell you what there, Mr. Kyle. That is the original done by Delbert McClinton a number of years ago. And I'll tell you what, that song has been done a couple other times. I think the next best version of it is probably done by Aerosmith.
Yes, I would agree.
All right, let me read this and then give it to you. An early season Great Lakes storm is now producing heavy snow. You heard me right. High winds and large waves up there in the northern tundra. As the front moves east, much below normal temperatures will spread to the east coast. Heavy rain up the northwest will produce flooding. Meanwhile, breezy conditions along the North Gulf Coast will produce critical fire weather threats and dry and unusual warmth, and air quality continues in the Pacific Northwest. But all the way down to the middle part of the country, down into Georgia, the northern part of Alabama, northern part of Mississippi, now parts of South Carolina, and the Florida Panhandle, too, it's going to be downright nippy. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We got some real changes coming to the Pacific Northwest here over the next few days. Definitely are looking at snow in some of the higher elevations, but actually in some cases down to 4,000 or 5,000 feet as we head towards Saturday. So we're definitely going to have some colder temperatures. This is going to be all the way down from the Canadian border down through central Oregon, for example, and then on over into Idaho and then heading over into Montana just a little bit. We're going to continue to monitor it, of course, but that is the case that winter, the very first things of real winter, seem to be coming along here real soon. So we also continue to have freeze warnings tonight and this morning in Colorado, coming down Interstate 25 south of Cheyenne as you head on down through Denver and on down towards the border with New Mexico. You've either got a freeze warning or a frost advisory there in the very southern part of Colorado. Turns into a freeze warning again as you head into New Mexico, and then also just east of Albuquerque, you've got a freeze warning there going along I-40. Fortunately, right now, we're not seeing anything really in terms of precipitation on the radar map, but we're going to keep our eye on it. But other than that, be careful out there.
Well, I'll tell you, way up north, the upper peninsula of Michigan and up into Canada, you've got snow. You've got a winter storm warning up on, the other side of Wisconsin, up there in the upper peninsula of Michigan. And you've got snow that is going up into Canada and all along there, Lake Superior, and coming down the central part of Lake Michigan. You've got a freeze warning with the possibility of some precipitation out there. Now, if it snows in the water, so what? But it just might. So we'll see what happens there. And in addition, we'll follow the cold weather down through here. All of the western part of West Virginia over through the southern part of Ohio, that would be Interstate 70, all the way across through, through Indiana, through Illinois, through Missouri, over into Kansas, west of Kansas City. You've got a freeze warning. You're going to have cold temperatures going all the way across. Now, moving on down to I-40, same thing. You're going to have cold temperatures going all the way across into Tennessee and into the mountains of Virginia. And if you're going up into Virginia, up towards Pennsylvania, you're going to have it up there because I-81, Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, the mountains out west, Snowshoe, all of that is in a frost warning area tonight, all the way up through Scranton, I might add. So be advised of that. It's a freeze warning, rather, freeze warning. The frost is over in the eastern half of Virginia, and the eastern half of North Carolina, the eastern half of South Carolina, and the lower half of Georgia tonight, and down below Birmingham and Alabama, and down below the northern part of Mississippi, to include Jackson, that's in a frost area. Everything else is in a freeze area, and that frost comes all the way down to the panhandle of Florida and all the way down to just about New Orleans. Now, tomorrow night is supposed to get even colder as this system moves further to the east and moves south. I don't know what exactly is going to happen with the, pardon me, the snow, but you do have the beginnings, it looks like, on Lake Ontario and Lake Erie of what could be, depending on the wind, could be some snow coming up there first of the season. We'll see. But it certainly is building up, and it's not out of the realm of things. Up in Maine, got a bunch of rain up in Maine tonight. Be advised of that. North-south, if you're going up towards the French Fry Country, Presque Isle, Caribou, you're going to be in rain up through there. And coming over, we've got gale winds all the way pretty much on down to the Mexican border. And by the way, our tropical depression, Kyle, is still down there on the Mexican border with Texas.
It sure is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so tell us why we decide that we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, because, folks, the Pilot and Flying J travel centers want to be your oasis out there on the interstate. And, you know, as these temperatures are starting to go down, we're getting all these freeze warnings all across the country, you might want to get something to warm you up at the Pilot and Flying J travel
center. The chili's back.
The chili is back. You know, folks, if you go to pilotflyingj.com, you can check out their food and beverages section. You are absolutely going to be overwhelmed with the food selection that they have and also the coffee that you can get, because every cup is brewed fresh at a Pilot and Flying J travel center. Their bean-to-cup machines, every cup is brewed fresh on the spot, and their traditional drip machines are brewed fresh every hour, so there's never going to be a stale cup of coffee that you're going to find at a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. In addition, join the rewards program. You can go to pilotflyingj.com, download the My Rewards Plus apps, find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline between now and December 31st, and October continues to be Driver Appreciation Month. Special offers for pro drivers. Pilotflyingj.com, download the app today, and get started.
Okay, and again, I got to remind you Southern drivers, especially you younger drivers, before you get north of Atlanta, north of Birmingham, up into Oklahoma, maybe you're going to Little Rock or further north, you got to have your fuel right. Because in these cold temperatures, if you're running up there without your tanks being full of fuel, condensation builds up. And, yeah, you might say, well, I got heated tanks. Yep, you sure do. Guess what heated tanks do, Kyle?
What's that?
It creates condensation and puts water in your fuel.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something that you got to have the diesel additive in there. I don't care what you got. You got to have the diesel additive in there before you get up there into those cold temperatures and you start spending hours after hours after hours up there, because all of a sudden you're up there, you're running along, the truck starts to run a little bit rough, and it quits on you, and there you are on the side of the road.
Yep, that's not good.
No. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch Hour number 2 right around the corner with Kyle Warren and yours truly. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with a lot more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.